Chapter 37.
I failed.
Those two words race each other in the front of Han Solo's mind like a couple of pod racers jockeying for position. He came out here, leaving Leia and the New Republic for one reason, and that was to do what nobody else wanted to do, save Kashyyyk. Leaving Leia behind like that was hell on him, but she understood. She knows what it is to have a cause bigger than yourself. If anybody gets it, Leia does.
I failed.
Even as the gruff Vice Admiral commands stormtroopers to pick him up, which they do handily, he plays through the list of failures. He trusted Imra, but she was bad news and he was too dumb to see it. The Empire snapped up Chewie and Han got away. And then he was close, so close to fixing it all. They fought their way across half a planet and took out Lozan Tolruk just in time for him to bomb the planet to splinters and mud. And, he reminds himself woefully, Wookiee blood.
It's all my fault.
The others are in shackles now. The Bounty Hunter, the Commando, the Ex-Imperial. And once again, and worst of all, his co-pilot, Chewie. They were a good team. They did right by him. They did right by Chewie. All of them are shoved forward, pressed against the wall, Solo included. Behind him, the Vice Admiral steps up. His breath smells like rot. The man stinks of sweat.
These Imperials have really let themselves go.
The Vice Admiral growls in his ear.
My name is Vice Admiral Dom Corgale. You should get to know that name, villain. I'm going to be the one to deliver you into the Empire's embrace. You will make a most excellent bargaining chip at the table. You alone will buy me a seat.
Tuska Chai money,
Solo says, a Huttese curse that's about the worst he can muster. Something about the man's mother and a Tusken raider chief.
Don't you get it? You lost! You're not the other side in a war, fella. You're criminals!
Then, as criminals, you won't mind if I spare you, but execute your friends, here and now?
Corgale twirls his fingers in the air, and the stormtroopers press blaster barrels against the backs of the heads of those pressed against the wall.
It's been fun, everyone,
Sinjir says, cheeks smashed against the wall. Jom and Jazz stay silent, struggling futilely against their captors. Chewie rumbles a low growl.
I know, pal. We tried.
From across the room, one of the comm officers calls over.
Sir, we have an incoming ship dropping out of hyperspace.
What?
Corgale says. Then his voice lifts.
I asked for reinforcements. Perhaps now that Orlan is dead, they've listened.
It's not one of ours. It's a freighter. Old Corellian make.
Han's eyes jolt open. He looks to Chewie as she says the rest.
A YT-1300.
He mouths the words to his co-pilot. The Falcon. But who the hell is piloting it? Wexley?
The craft is hailing us,
the comm officer says.
Put it through, Corgale says. But then launch a contingent of TIE fighters. We must take no chances.
Over the comm comes a voice that lifts Han Solo's heart the same time as it sinks it.
This is Leia Organa of the New Republic. You will stand down your ships or you will be destroyed.
Corgale's paunch shudders as he offers one stiff laugh.
One craft. She thinks she can take down three Star Destroyers with one rattle-trap freighter? Is she daft? Let the TIE fighters cut her to pieces. She's not even a pilot. She's a politician.
Han grins ear to ear.
You've never seen a politician like this before.
But in the back of his mind, he can't help but wonder, how does she plan on doing this alone? Yvonne Verlaine gives her a look. No, not a look, but rather that look. An all-too-familiar arched eyebrow and smug smirk, and a gaze pregnant with the question, "What have you gotten us into this time, princess?" Leia isn't quite sure. For a moment, she feels overexposed. A tooth without its enamel. A ship without its armor. Like she alone is dangling out in space on a tether. Maybe this wasn't a very good idea. Dead ahead, the Dominion begins spitting TIE fighters into the black.
"Leia, we're about to have company,"
Yvonne says. She doesn't mean the TIE fighters. Sensors indicate incoming ships. A dozen stars behind the Falcon zoom close. Stars that aren't stars at all. Ships. Starfighters. X-Wings. She actually flinches as they swoop down out of hyperspace and zip past the Falcon on all sides, their cannons flashing. A TIE fighter rockets forth, going the other direction, fire belching from its top just before it implodes. Over Leia's comms comes the voice of Wedge Antilles.
"This is Phantom Leader. Phantom Squadron's got your back, General Organa. Let's save the day and bring it home."
Korgale sucks in a small intake of breath. A moment of weakness that Solo detects. A moment of fear. Han likes that moment. He likes the moment that comes next even better. Because Korgale snarls,
"A dozen X-Wings and a crippled freighter is all they've brought? We have 3 Star Destroyers! Call the Vitiator and the Neutralizer. Time to eliminate this cloud of flies before..."
Another ship comes into view. What follows is the moment Solo truly enjoys, as the Vice Admiral makes a tiny little whimper sound, like vermin caught in a trap. The comms come alive with the sound of Admiral Akbar's voice.
"This is New Republic Fleet Admiral Akbar, commanding the Mon Cala cruiser Home 1. Surrender or be destroyed."
Korgale paces, nostrils flaring, cheeks puffing out. He speaks to no one but himself as he runs through the motions.
We can't surrender. We must mount a vigorous defense. G-5623 is our world, and it's still 3 ships against their 1.
Chewbacca is apparently done with it. All of it. The Wookiee roars, swinging his head around and connecting with the helmet of the stormtrooper holding the hairy beast against the wall. The trooper cries out and tumbles to the floor, and the Wookiee kicks away from the wall, charging toward Korgale. The other stormtroopers turn, rifles up.
"They're gonna shoot Chewie."
Han gets underneath the trooper closest to him and slams the man up and forward. He careers into the next. Sinjir ducks and darts out with his foot, hooking it behind another Imperial's knee and dropping him. Jom and Jazz take out the last together, each crushing the trooper between them. When he falls, they stomp and kick until he's still. Chewie completes his trajectory. He hits Korgale like a crashing ship. The man bleats and falls. The Wookiee roars in triumph. Outside, on the viewscreen, the X-Wings swoop and pivot even as the Vitiator moves closer and the Neutralizer moves in beyond that. One of the Phantom Squadron ships is shredded by a trio of TIE fighters on its tail, even as the Falcon cuts in and takes them out a few seconds too late. Solo knows that Korgale was right. They do have 3 Star Destroyers. The odds are still against them. It's like a long game of sabacc. When the chips are down and you have squat for cards, what can you do? You even the odds. And the way Han likes to even the odds is by cheating. Jazz, panting, stands next to him, her hair plastered down on her thorny head horns.
"What's our next move, Solo?"
"Won't be long before we've got stormtroopers all over this bridge," he says. "We need to take control of this bridge and lock it down. But first, that means we gotta find a way to get these binders off."
Chewie yawps, then bares his teeth as he wrenches his arms apart. The shackles snap like they were made of brittle candy instead of steel.
"That works," Solo says.
Chewie moves to help Solo and the others with their cuffs. Jom says,
"I got the door.
and then heads over to lock it down. Sinjir and Jazz reapply the cuffs to the knocked-out stormtroopers, but one person is missing. Corgale. He's nowhere on the bridge. That pig wriggled away. No time to worry about that now.
Let's figure out how to fly a Star Destroyer,
Solo says, clapping his hands.
Time to properly even the odds. And somebody get on that comm. Make sure those X-Wings don't try to blow us up in the process.
The battle rages for a time. Wedge's Phantom Squadron, comprised of a scattered remnant of washouts, burnouts, and capable freaks, deftly cuts apart the swarms of TIE fighters, though they lose a few. The Falcon flies true, and soon Leia feels like the ship is a part of her. There are even moments when she can feel the battle unfolding around her in space, invisibly, as if all of it is a warm stream in which she has dipped her hand. The Force, she knows, is guiding her. A little bit, at least. Luke will be happy. Eventually, the compromised Dominion begins firing on the others, and the Vitiator breaks in half in a sharp knife slash of light before the vacuum of space crushes what remains.
Your deranged plan worked, Yvonne says, smirking.
Then maybe it wasn't so deranged.
Oh, no. It was full-bore Moonbat, Princess. They always say it's Han who has the good luck, but I'm starting to think it's you.
The Force was with me today, she thinks. But better yet, my friends were here.
And in this galaxy, maybe that's all one truly needs. Akbar's voice fills the air.
The Vitiator is down, and we are receiving a full surrender from the crew of the neutralizer.
Well done, Admiral. And thanks for coming when I called.
Leia called him after she called Wedge. It was a gamble, of course. Akbar could have stopped her, but he came. And because of that, she knows this will cost him. It will cost her, too. And Wedge as well. As it should. This happened outside politics. No vote made this happen. Nobody sanctioned putting these ships and these people at risk. Even Akbar, working with a skeleton crew on board his own ship, and Wedge calling on a stable of forgotten pilots, many thought to be already out to pasture, won't pass easy muster with Mon Mothma. But that is a problem for future Leia. Right now, the Leia of the present is very pleased with herself. And it's time to see her husband. She brings the Falcon in for an easy landing inside of one of the Dominion's hangar bays. A few stormtroopers offer casual resistance, fruitlessly firing the blasters. The Falcon's turrets make short work of them. And with that, Yvonne says,
I'll leave you to it. Give Han a kiss for me. Unless he still has that beard. Because really, ugh.
Leia laughs. She steps off the ship. The door at the end of the hangar bay whisks open. A man stands framed by the light behind him. He steps forward, but she already knows who it is. It is her husband, Han Solo. One blaster in each hand. Suddenly there's movement from the side as one of the stormtroopers clambers up over a crate, his rifle aimed right at her. Solo's pistols flash fast. The trooper falls. Han walks toward her. She leans against the Falcon, smiling.
Your worshipfulness?
He yells, seeing her.
Hello, scoundrel.
She calls back in return.
Making me walk the whole hangar, huh?
I like watching you walk.
You okay?
He asks.
I am now. I'm very angry at you, she says.
Hey, I'm angry with you. Making me rescue you like this?
Incredulous, she says,
You? Rescue me? This was me rescuing you, you hot-headed, thick-skulled ruffian!
He smirks.
I love you.
She rolls her eyes.
Just kiss me already, you dolt.
He does. They swoop each other up in an embrace so tight, it feels to her that for a moment, they are not only together, but they are one being that will never again be separate. As they pull away, his hand moves to her midriff and holds steady there.
How's our baby?
He's fine.
He? Oh, he's a he now? I told you it'd be a boy, didn't I? We're gonna need to think of a name for the little bandit.
Don't you dare say he's going to be a bandit. He'll be an angel.
Nothing wrong with bandits.
Nothing wrong with angels.
Kiss me again, he says. And she does.